woman I trust for her fashion advice. Katie Marshall's in the studio with us. And you approve of the socks?
They're pretty fantastic. How do you get socks with a tower on them?
Check out the toe.
Yeah, yes, I showed her the toe.
State of Minnesota on the toe.
Yeah, it's all the details. Yeah.
You got the stripey, you got the whole thing. We'd love to give you that as your thank you gift. $10 a month or above. 800-662-5799. When Sam was in yesterday, Miltich playing live, I call them jazz socks. They just seem jazzy, don't they?
Absolutely.
Well, Katie, you probably didn't get any sleep last night. This is probably the biggest cavalcade of the arts we may ever see, since the Rural Arts and Culture Summit is going on. First of all, opening reception last night, thoughts on that?
It was fantastic. Mm. Yeah. Such a great vibe in the room. It's so fun to have so many people from all over the country that are interested in the same things that we are. And really great energy.
Impressed by Northern Minnesota and Grand Rapids.
We're putting our best foot forward so far, folks, so don't mess it up.
That's right.
So is the goal of this summit to just get people together of like interests and just network, or what is it?
Yeah, just like co-learning and, you know, peer, like it's just all the sessions are led by other people, artists, practitioners, arts administrators, people that are doing this work all over, and they just kind of sharing about projects that they've done or organizations they've started, or a whole lot of different things, and it's just a really great way to get ideas about how other communities have used art to, you know, for community development, or how other artists have taken their practice from a personal level to a community level, or just
just cut the vibe last night in that room.
It was great.
Yeah. Man, there was some good hair and some good glasses last night.
Really?
I tell you,
there were probably good socks too if we could have.
That's right. I wasn't looking down. I should have. Yeah, I'm really impressed by the programming of this conference. I'm going to head there today to be involved in it and take it all in and learn. And I'm impressed by how it's about arts, but it's about economy, you know, mm-hmm. and how arts can bring money into small communities. And also that the majority of the people speaking in the next 2 days are women.
Yeah.
Vast majority.
Oh, I love it.
But yet I asked you earlier this morning, what's the mix of people in attendance? Just what you think right now, like, is it 50-50 or... More women than men?
It didn't stand out to me, so it's probably pretty even.
Yeah, lots of men were there last night with good hair. I complimented. As I left last night, the guy with that great mustache, I said, nice mustache, as I left, and he goes, thank you. It was a good time. Yes. Anyway, but here's a cool thing also. So while these folks are in town, they're learning all day, and then they get to participate in First Friday events in downtown Grand Rapids. Katie's here to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with a brief PSA. If anyone has a silver Ford pickup parked in the old Kramer's lot, please move it. It's right where our tent needs to be, and that's where I'm heading after.
My gosh, or you will be towed, guaranteed.
Yes. Well, the authorities have been called, so do it quick, man.
Please move it. Okay. Thank you. All right, so yes, tonight there is a lot happening downtown. The Rural Arts and Culture Summit folks will be downtown, hopefully in the old Kramer's lot, enjoying dinner under a tent. There'll be food trucks that anyone can purchase a ticket for. You just have to get the tickets at McCroskey Arts Center if you don't already have one. So anyone can be a part of the event. You don't have to be a summit attendee to take part in all of that. There'll be great live music under the tent as well. So as far as the First Friday Art Walk, of course, we've got a lot going on. So I'm going to just start off here at the Blandon Foundation. They are celebrating the installment of Nebe, their new mural created by Leah Yellowbird. And they also are going to be giving tours of their building. We at McCroskey just installed a new installation of works by George Morrison, which is super exciting. And so they're up in the Blandon Foundation building along with all their other building art. So the staff will be touring folks through there. You get to check out Leah's new mural. Leah will be on site as well to talk about the process of creating that and how it represents the Itasca area.
Can I just stop you there for a second? There's been two murals, this one at the Blandon Foundation and the one at McCroskey.
Correct.
Those people worked their butts off.
They worked for about 10 days.
Rain
or shine. Dawn till way after dusk.
A lot of work goes into a mural, not just the artists, but the people putting it up.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, then next, after Blandon, there's the Frame Up has Diane Levar is going to be showing there. She recently retired from teaching at Greenway. She'll be showing her watercolors, and she's also started working in oils, so she'll show some of that as well. At the VFW tonight from 7 to 10, Sam and friends will be there. I'm guessing it's going to be packed, so I might want to get early to get a table, but Dave Carr is their guest, so Dave will be joining Matthew Miltich and I believe Nathan Norman on drums this time. Then at Wings and Willows, they're welcoming Dave Brown. Dave's a visual artist who works in weaving, painting, and sculpture. He's going to be showing some of his panoramic landscapes inspired by Where the Land and Water Meet Sky. Dave also is one of our teaching artists at McCrosty. He's a great guy. So you can check him out at Wings and Willows. Lake Lover Vintage, they're going to be hosting Carol Bowman Photography. She'll have an expanded collection of her photography and have signed copies of her book tucked under there. Project Carefree Clinic has a big bash going on tonight. They've got two artists, Nelia Harper and Larissa True. And they're going to be showing, Nelia does contemporary impressionist paintings and Laurie True does mosaics out of wood. And they're going to hopefully have some outdoor artist vendors and a bonfire if weather permits. And it's not supposed to rain, so that should be fun. And then as I mentioned in the Kramer's Lot, the Rural Arts and Culture Summit dinner is going on. We've got music by No Rest for the Pickers and Not Your Average Family Band out of Bemidji, Sawyer Corcoran's band. And
Sawyer is?
Young fiddler.
Yeah, yes. He's we've had him on recently. How old is he?
I can't remember. Young.
12?
12, I was going to say, like 12-ish. Like that. Yes. So that'll be really fun to have that energy there. There'll be some food trucks, and Klakow and Unwind up north will both be serving as well. And you can get your $15 dinner tickets at McCrosty Arts Center. Let's see. Also in the lot, Tiny School of Art and Design is going to be set up. Heidi Jube is there, and she will have her mobile art school. And there's also going to be a papermaking activity in the lot, so lots going on there. At the Community Foundation, North Shore landscape painter Dave Gilsvik, also former Grand Rapids High School graduate, will be there. He's going to be showing his oil paintings, and he's going to do a quick paint if the weather permits, too, so that'll be fun. In the mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options will be open, and they'll be showing their work by artists of all abilities. And at Bender's Shoes, they're hosting Colin Clough. He's a wood carver. He carves highly detailed, realistic wood carvings, primarily of birds. He's self-taught, and he studied mounted birds and pictures of birds to learn his carving techniques. And then at Hopperton's, they have guest artist Serenity Barden. She's a realism oil painter, and she's been creating realistic paintings since 2017, and I think she's 15 or 16. She's a really phenomenally talented young artist, so you definitely want to stop by and check out her work at Hopperton's. At McCrosty, well, let's see, I'll come back to McCrosty. I'm going to hop over to Central School first. In Central School, a lot happening. Shanai Mattson is going to be outside of Central School. She spoke earlier this week on the air. She's going to have her Felt Here booth set up on the lawn. Self-Improvement's going to be doing some improv on the lawn as well from 5 to 6. Buckinaga Social Club's going to have their pop-up shop upstairs on the second floor. And then the Iron Range Tourism Bureau and Recharge the Range Creative Communities Group have a new Iron Range Arts Map that they're unveiling. That'll be in the school as well. Range Fiber Arts Guild will be there doing some demos. And then, of course, Artists on the Loft on the third floor, Mary Corwin and Leah Yellowbird will be on site. Well, Leah might not be there. She's going to be a blend.
Yes.
Mary's going to be holding down as usual, so she'll be up there. And, so lots happening in the school. And then at Brood Awakenings, they have some artwork up. I got it wrong on the flyer, so let me see it. Tom Cook? I can't remember. There's some very lovely wildlife photography up, and then Michaela Smith is going to be playing from 4 to 6.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And then I'm a Crosty. Take a little breath.
Mm-hmm. While you're taking a breath, we'll give those numbers. 800-662-5799. We need two more pledges to reach our goal of 10 for the morning show. So get on that phone, make that call. Scott Hall's here. Lisa Arnold's here. Jennifer's here. 800-662-5799.
Okay, so that's a lot happening. And then also at McCrosty, we have our two new exhibits opening. We are really excited. Our first Indigenous Invitational exhibit is open. It's called Beyond Borders, and it's co-curated by Kayla Abed, our gallery director, and Kalina Bebo, who's a local scholar. And they have put together an exhibit featuring 8 or 9 different artists in a whole variety of mediums. And so it's going to be really exciting. It's a really cool exhibit. We've got film and video. We've got painting. We've got wood mosaics as well. We have some of George Morrison's pieces in display at the Mac also. So it's super exciting. Stop by and check that out. And I think most of the artists are going to be there tonight. So it'll be a chance to meet them as well.
And is our friends Nana Buju and Natasha will be there?
Yes, they will be there in the felt.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You hear Buju, Nana Buju on KEXE, KBXE. When I first started talking about puppets on the radio teaching Ojibwe, it seemed like, what? And it's amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Michael Lyons will be there.
We've got some of Michael's show running, and then we'll also have Nana Buju and Natasha themselves are tonight.
Cool. So can't wait to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then in our Minnesota gallery, we've got an exhibit by artist, St. Paul-based artist Stephanie Fry. And she's a artist and illustrator. So she's got a really fun, just kind of a snapshot into a person's life. Very, just really pleasant illustrations that are going to be in the back. And then Nana Shells is doing food for us tonight. So we'll have great food. And I'm expecting a great turnout. So
yeah. Whew, you did a great job. That's the unflappable Katie Marshall, Executive Director of the McCroskey Art Center. If you're in Grand Rapids, you need to just come downtown and see what's going on. Cool
arts.
It's going
to be hopping, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. But there's enough going on that hopefully people will spread out and they'll just keep moving around, circulate, check it all out.
And here's the thing. You should talk to someone you don't know. I mean, there's people from all over the country here. And you're going to meet cool people and get inspired. Yeah. We're asking for you to pledge your support to KAXE KBXE that brings you great arts programming like what you're listening to right now. 800-662-5799. We'll have more poetry before 9 o'clock. And remember, get your truck out of the old Kramer's parking lot.
Thank you. Yep, I'm gonna go tow a truck, so I'll see you guys later.
She's got it. I told you she's unflappable. Give us a call. We're looking for two more people to meet that goal. We'll be talking to Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School and then hearing more about Bemidji First Friday and area arts events going on in Brainerd and Park Rapids and all across northern Minnesota.